Houses can get more expensive with age, right? Why not cars? I'm David Brancaccio. To start the week that followed on one that ended with the stock market hitting new highs, let's consult an economist who looks beyond markets to the economy at large. Julia Coronado is founder of Macro Policy Perspectives. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Guardians of interest rates are set to meet. They don't just do a meeting. They do it twice, Tuesday and Wednesday each time. They're not going to raise interest rates, but they are supposed to figure out if we've got inflation or what the Delta variant might do to the future economy?
Yes, yes, exactly. And I think that they will probably want this meeting to be as uneventful as possible. One thing that they're going to be doing is starting their planning of their exit from their bond purchase program. Chair Powell will probably confirm that they're starting the planning process for the tapering that will come probably later this year, but probably won't want to emphasize that they're backing away from supporting the economy at a time when the Delta variant is surging.
Now, the Wall Street crew talked so much about what kind of inflation might we have with recovery as spring turned into summer. These days, less worry about inflation, at least if you look at the benchmark interest rate, the 10-year.
Absolutely. I would say that the inflation debate has become much more of a political hot potato than something that the market is worried about. If you look at bond yields or inflation compensation or stocks, whatever market measure you want to look at, there really isn't a concern about persistently high inflation built in.
All right. That's economist Julia Coronado at Macro Policy Perspectives. Thank you very much. New homes come with lots of durable goods already attached, a furnace, maybe an AC compressor. Then, if the spaces are empty, the buyer adds more durables, a fridge, washer, dryer. With demand for housing running so high, let's get a fresh look at this relationship between houses and the goods that fill them. Here's Marketplace's Caroline Champlin.
The housing market has been red hot. But now in some areas, says National Association of Home Builders chief economist Robert Dietz, it's just hot. One reason, new home construction is being constrained by those pesky, pricey appliances.
Until those components are installed or included in the home, construction is not complete.
Dietz says he's heard stories from home builders waiting for a microwave to finish a house, but the appliance is sitting on a container ship in the port of L.A. Those delays are affecting housing supply and driving up home prices, but not for every would-be home buyer, says Gus Fauché from PNC Financial Services Group.
Some people are maybe waiting for a little bit of the steam to come off of the housing market, maybe see if prices settle down a little bit.
And Fauché says people waiting for that to happen may be rewarded if the supply issues for appliances can get worked out later in the year. I'm Caroline Champlin for Marketplace.
General Motors is suing Ford. GM's semi-robotic hands-free driving system is called Super Cruise. Ford is calling its Blue Cruise. Tom Cruise, I assume, uses a chauffeur.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Palo Alto Networks. As you innovate to transform your business in today's digital world, how do you stay secure? At Palo Alto Networks, our mission is to protect your digital way of life. Whether it's unprecedented opportunities or uncertainties with AI and whatever comes next, we continually deliver innovation to make each day safer and more secure than the one before. More at paloaltonetworks.com.
Virgin Galactic's Richard Branson went to near space. Blue Origin's Jeff Bezos went 5 miles into space. Both want to boost space tourism launched from space ports. And how will this not foul regular air travel? Well, that falls to the Federal Aviation Administration, which also has a mandate to promote the commercial use of space to bolster innovation. Emma Hurt from WABE in Atlanta reports now on a Georgia island where the regulation and the promotion rub together.
Little Cumberland Island is largely undeveloped, thick with saw palmettos and live oaks. The few dozen homes are only accessible by boat. Large trees are protected. If that means you can't build a house with a nice view, that's the deal. Kevin Lang is vice president of the Little Cumberland Homeowners Association.
If there's any conflict between my or my family's use of the island and the natural environment of the island, the natural environment of the island wins.
But years ago, the local Camden County government decided it wants to build a spaceport on the mainland to help diversify its economy. So Lang and others began talking to the FAA, which issues spaceport licenses, to protest the idea of rockets flying over and possibly exploding on their island.
We felt like once the FAA understood that there was an active community on this barrier island 5 miles downrange, that the FAA would just decide this is not going to be acceptable, it's not going to fit.
And yet the FAA seems poised to issue a spaceport license to Camden County because the county is proposing one possible flight path that meets the agency's safety guidelines. And this is a problem, says Oregon Democratic Congressman Peter DeFazio. He heads the House Transportation Committee.
Everybody wants a spaceport, and everybody can't have a spaceport. It's not safe.
He says the FAA needs to have discretion about whether problematic spaceport proposals should go forward. The issue, he says, is the government is also charged with promoting the commercial space industry. Wayne Monteith leads the FAA's commercial space division. He testified at a recent congressional hearing and explained the agency's dual mandate.
To ensure safety while also allowing these companies to innovate and grow and continue to lead on a global stage.
But Congressman DeFazio says the industry has outgrown that policy.
There needs to be discrimination in terms of where spaceports are located to minimally impact the environment, minimally impact the citizens surrounding it.
He's working on a bill to change that, but the FAA is set to decide on Camden County's license this month. In Atlanta, I'm Emma Hurt for Marketplace.
And in this topsy-turvy world, there's this. Some auto lenders are making more money when borrowers default because they can sell the car or truck a second time for more after the repo crew takes it back. The Wall Street Journal noticed this. Used car prices have been on the rise with fewer people using public transit and moving out of cities during pandemic. Plus, the microchip shortage has made some new cars harder to find when the used car dealer insists this baby is an investment. Mid-2021 here, they might be right. I'm David Brancaccio, Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.